Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, basketball fans, ready for a slam dunk? Check out the Philly Cheesesteak Sub at Penn Station East Coast Subs. Juicy grilled steak, melted provolone, and sautéed veggies. Served any way you like on fresh baked bread. It's a game changer. Perfect for game day or any day. Head to Penn Station and score big with the Philly Cheesesteak Sub. Don't forget about our delicious fresh cut fries, made in-house freshly squeezed lemonade, and our irresistible chocolate chip cookies. Ordering online is an easy layup at penn-station.com. Or walk into your nearest Penn Station East Coast Subs today.
Boom. Ready, down. Hut.
Welcome back to Oblong Ball Foot Show. You can follow us at Chairshot NFL. You can follow me at PC Tunney. You can follow Andrew Belaz at IWC War Chief. And you can follow Ray Cash at It's Ray Cash. R-E-Y is Mysterio. C-A-S-H as in dollars. He loves it. Makes him hollers. Ray?
Hi. I don't even care. Don't even care anymore. It's the end of the season, y'all. Y'all won't see me or hear from me for another 8 months.
Seven days from now, we'll be back.
It was the end of your season 3 weeks ago. Calm down.
Andrew, how are you, sir?
I mean, tired.
Yeah.
But okay, I guess.
Hey, we're over halfway done with our work week, fellas, okay? As we record here, post our work days, Wednesday evening. Only two more days. It's all good. Tomorrow doesn't even count, right? So it's like one more day. And that's Friday. So we're really...
But I'm starting a whole new fucking thing that I have had like high-level training on today, which that means a lot of nothing because there's a lot of people just pointing at things and saying words but not showing how to do it. Mm. So it's like, oh, okay. So that means I'm actually going to have to go through it tomorrow.
And here I am just trying to remember what gourmet lunch we're going to have at work tomorrow.
Andrew,
did they make you take any top rope bumps yet, or are you still just doing the regular bump on the mat?
I got to go Randy Orton style, you know, because he had the back fusion too. So, like, I got to play it safe like him. I'm going to bring the Garvin Stomps into things.
Stomps and the resting chin locks. I love it.
Damn right. You got to get that front face lock in and the nice headlock just to let the crowd boo. Yeah. You let it seep in. Absorb the hate.
Before we get into the NFL, any thoughts or comments on this NBA trade deadline?
Oh my god.
I know. Listen.
What happened?
I have one. Listen to front and center. It's going to be hot. Let's play like that.
See that? That's a good plug. Jesus fuck. I was just happy that, you know, I forget if it was a cold open or if I said it like the beginning of one of the shows a few months ago where I jokingly said to you, Ray, that Joker was going to get another MVP. And Joker's having a great year, but that's completely overshadowed by the crazy shit that's happened at the fucking trade deadline. Like, what the fuck? And we're not even done with the Butler thing unless I missed that because I just got off of work
Durant,
an hour ago.
Durant could possibly be on the move. The trade deadline is Thursday. Thursday the 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern. The big ones, obviously, The one everybody's talking about is why would Dallas trade away Luka and not get more draft picks, not get more collateral. I'm watching ESPN right now, and they're getting ready for the Spurs game tonight. De'Aaron Fox will be playing. The Bucks just sent Middleton to Washington for Kyle Kuzma. I hope the Bucks aren't done. I hope that's a piece that they can remove again before tomorrow. But if they don't, the reason the Bucks made that trade is they get back below the second apron, which allows them to make more deals and more moves. So that's a really huge thing for them. I don't see Washington.
Cheaper, younger, and healthier.
Right. And I don't see Washington. Middleton won't be there after the end of this year, if he plays again next year. So Middleton could be back in Milwaukee next year if he really wanted to. But that's my quick comments on everything. Butler, I hope he stays there and has to retire and never gets to play another game again. If Durant wants out, let him go somewhere. It'd be really interesting to see who the Warriors can land for Steph.
Durant doesn't want to leave Phoenix. It's just that Bradley Beal has no trade clause, so they had to entertain that. The only person untouchable in that franchise is Devin Booker.
Yeah.
Because this just recently, like a couple games ago, he broke the record for like most points scored as a Sun. He's now officially the greatest Sun in history, with respect to Steve Nash's two MVPs and Chuck getting us to the finals. And if we're gonna go there, Al Attles and Walter Morris and those guys, Gar Hurd, but like nobody
Chuck
knows.
Chuck had an MVP for the Suns too, right? Didn't he? Wasn't that?
Yeah,
MVP
he year? Did. Look, I'm not a Chuck fan with the Suns. Chuck is a Sixer to me.
I mean, I think Chuck even said it himself. He's not a big fan of himself as a Sun either. Like, he was a better player on the Sixers. I think he said something to that degree.
Oh, yeah. So. Now, the irony is, you know where he lives, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, man, it's a lot. There's a lot of what you said, Tony. I have stuff that I'm going to expound upon on Front and Center. It'll be out Sunday. A lot of thoughts. And you mentioned Joker, and don't get me wrong, Joker is playing 2K. But the MVP right now is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
It was. But if I remember a couple months ago when we brought it up just randomly, you were talking about Anthony Edwards. And
yeah.
Rose had a little bit of a setback this year. I think he's playing too far out of the paint. Like, he's not playing the game that everybody, like, equated to Jordan and, like, got him kind of on everybody's radar of, oh, look, he plays like he's the next Michael. He's real cool. He can play off and on. But no, he's just playing off too much.
Has to. Because he has a big 270-pound power forward that his team traded for and traded away the starting center for the Eastern Conference in the NBA All-Star game.
I'm
so
not
unfortunately,
saying
he
got to
be a shooter this year. Yeah.
But, like, it's hurt him quite a bit.
It has. But they knew they weren't going to win with Cat. I feel like, much like Tony thinks Kuzma's a stopgap, Randall's a stopgap. They don't play well together. He's in the way.
Yeah.
And so they'll figure that out. Minnesota, when they've had stars, they've done their best to try to figure it out. They've shown, we'll throw the franchise behind you as long as you're here. So
there you go. We'll tune in Sunday morning. Ray and Carl will have even more in-depth on all the NBA trade happenings. One last thing. How did you gentlemen enjoy the Royal Rumble?
Hey, can I describe it very, very, I'd like to give a very heartfelt and deep and quick recap of my feelings on the Royal Rumble. You ready? Yeet.
Andrew?
That was one of the highlights, yeah. Jay getting the win was nice to see. I'm happy Jay got it. I've never been a fan of Charlotte, so her coming back and winning that is just too chalk and too boring, and I want nothing to do with it. But what you gonna do?
Can we shout out Speed for continuing to show that
for getting
man
murdered?
Been, yes, that okay. Man should be in somebody's league.
Did you
that
see
that kid
this?
Is too talented to not just be out here making videos.
Hey, he's in the grasp of WWE now, which is a great thing, to be honest with you, from my standpoint. I've seen the stats on the views he was getting while he was streaming when he was working with the WWE that day, and I don't want to get them wrong because they were insane, but go ahead and check them out. They're fucking stupid. Like, I can see him definitely being the guy to continue to work with WWE, and why not, right? Why the fuck not?
Him and Kai get stupid numbers.
He's going to need some time off after that, probably.
No, he was probably fine 2 days later. Like, that kid is like 23.
I mean, from physical bumps, that was kind of, that was a little rough, because it looks like he kind of landed and bounced his head off the... We've seen what happens with Tua. Tua's not much older than 23 either, and he's bounced his head off the shit too much, too. So, Speed's been putting up good numbers, him, Kai Cenat, you know, stuff like that. So, good for him. I'm not saying he has to get away from the WWE umbrella. I'm just, take a few weeks to not bump. Stop doing backflips. Just do fun shit, and then do something physical after like a month.
That fool in Puerto Rico and Logan Paul ring right now.
You're probably right. There probably is something silly going on, but, you know, he should take a little care of himself.
Hey, real quick, Tony, if you already got Speed, you already got Logan and KSI, hey, yo, Mr. Beast, what you doing? What you got going?
Where Jimmy at? Jimmy.
Where's Jimmy?
Jimmy on another level, though, bro. Jimmy building wells in Africa and shit.
Yeah, Jimmy not taking a bump for nobody.
I mean, like, you and I both watched the Beast Games, right? We're on the Beast Games. Like, this dude, like, he's one of the richest people in America.
Yeah, he puts on tournaments and stuff like that. He doesn't really fight in it. No. He did like the whole influencer chess boxing thing and all that shit. But he
and so to that point, in fact, there might be a pay per view in Jimmy's backyard.
There you go. Yeah, he's so, ladies and gentlemen, I bought WrestleMania for my backyard this year. That's what he does. He's like, I decided to take seven friends on a trip that cost $50 all the way to $1 million.
And he'll put it, Tony, on YouTube.
Yeah, and I watch it. And I watch it. I find myself watching more and more anytime I'm watching something, whether it's television or content on my phone, more and more it's YouTube. Really is. Like, if there's nothing appointment on television, something I'm watching or sports, it's one of the first apps I go into to see, did something come from one of these new podcast shows with all these comedians, all these streamers, all this stuff that has really grown into better entertainment than a lot of... You can't find a good fucking sitcom on television anymore, really. You know?
Yeah, they don't exist.
You know, I like the new Tim Allen and Kat Dennings show. I think it's okay, but it's in its first season, so it's really too hard to tell. And it is really basically Tim Allen being Tim Allen again. But, yeah, that's more of a bandwagon.
I was going to say, it's Home Improvement, Last Man Standing, same thing.
I only know two sitcoms on actual broadcast television, and it's Abbott and it's Tim Allen show.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I even record.
And Abbott doesn't have
sitcoms.
A live audience, so is it a sitcom?
Yeah, there you go. Well,
I mean, still situational comedy, like,
right?
Yeah, but I'm used to sitcom being.
I get what you mean,
or a live studio
like
audience,
like Friends and shit like that. Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers, yeah. Growing pains.
All right, folks, what we're going to do now is...
I've seen the growing pains. I've seen the hell out of the growing pains thing.
We are going to take a... While Ray sings beneath me while I sing a tennis... You can keep singing, Ray. I can tend to this commercial over your singing. Come on. No?
I'll pass.
All right. When we come back from
as
this,
long as we
I knew that was coming. Well played, sir. Well played. When we come back, we're going to talk some football right here on Oblong Ball Foot Show. Ray Cash, Andrew Blaz, PC Tunney right here. Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of the ChairShot.com, where we remind you to always use your head and head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick yourself some Chair Shot merch up. And let me tell you something, folks, little secret, it makes a great gift too. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Cuidado. Mucho cuidado. Que estás tomando por un rumbo equivocado. Cuidado.
Jose Jose has done well for us this football season. We'd like to thank Jose Jose.
Cuando me miras. Cuidado, mucho cuidado.
No, Jose Jose. Not mucho cuidado. From us to you, muchos gracias.
Wow, dog. Like, boy, hey, we might have to find
out. Why was that never on the short list for a name for a potential show when we were thinking? Why don't we just call it like Mucho Cuidado?
No.
No, I like how Ray doesn't hate it right away. Ray's just like, let me think on it.
So the 59th annual big game is this week. Yeah.
Hey, go. You might want to go find an Australian song because you know the league's got a game in Australia next year.
Why do we call this show "Catch a Frog in a Sock"? Yeah,
it's
okay.
Also got shows in Germany,
folks.
I got the German thing figured out.
We, the Prussians are waiting.
I've never questioned the people I've chosen to hang out with before in my life until now.
Only now?
Only now. Only now.
I know most of the people you podcast with.
There are some questionable folks. Yes. There's some very questionable folks.
Maybe it's the saying. It's not the straw that broke the camel's back. It's the thousand underneath it. There you go. I've said that to a boss of mine before.
As you were quitting?
No.
Okay. I was just curious if that was your exit interview. Maybe it's not the straw.
I don't give.
Underneath.
I don't.
Bitch.
I don't.
Bars.
Listen. I don't give exit interviews. I was there. You wouldn't listen to me when I was there. Why would you listen to me when I'm not going to be there?
This is the exit interview for Tony.
No. Don't give him. No. I haven't been. I was fired. I was laid off from the retail job recently. I was literally laid off. They laid off like 2,500 people, so I wasn't fired. I was fired like when I was 20 years old, I think. I was fired.
And did you go full half-baked where you're just like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you.
No, I was 20. I fucking was thrilled. I think I went to the Y and played pickup basketball and got a pizza on the way home.
More reason to just curse people out. If you're thrilled, you don't give a shit about burning bridges or resumes.
I just leave. I'm like, you're not worth my time anymore. But
that's the beauty of the ignorance of being 20.
Folks, let me tell you something. If you enjoy this, like, aimless, meaningless, yet hilarious banter, stick around. Because what we're about to
aimless
do...
Aimless banter. That's a good name, too.
What we're about to do after this week, moving forward, hopefully will blow your minds. We already have a segment that is going to be featured from time to time for Ray Cash. We don't want to give anything else away, but we're working on some fun stuff. As soon as we have a title for this new show that the three of us are going to do, I will make sure to put that out on social media for everybody. But let me be honest with you right now. At 6:43 p.m. Eastern on February 5th. We're not sure yet.
And I love how you got a segment for me ready when I'm not going to be on the show.
Right. Okay.
I'm just saying. Hey,
how many
I
times
retire
have you
when
quit?
The season is done. Okay.
But how many times have you quit? How many times have you said, I'm not showing up?
Okay. There's a difference between quitting and not showing up. I've only quit one time.
That's it. Okay. Well. We're not talking about that. We don't talk about that.
Super Bowl 59.
Regardless of how you frame quitting or getting let go, we got the better part of the deal, so I'm happy with that.
I agree. I'm much better off for it. I tell you that. Ray makes my life a lot easier. Andrew, on the other hand, no, I'm kidding, Andrew. I love you. I'm just messing around.
No, I expect all the flame, especially because I sent AJ your way, if I remember correctly, because you're just like, DWI needs another person. I'm like, AJ's bored, fuck it, have him talk. And then you've dealt with him for like 6 years. I'm like, oh shit,
no.
I deserve to smoke on that one.
No, I thought of bringing AJ on before you said anything, because I brought it up to Dan. AJ's great, I love working with AJ. I feel bad for him, he's on second shift right now, so... But I think he'll probably jump in the next time we do a Big Five project. Should be right around the corner because we do that usually like weekends or later.
Instead of feeling bad for him, just tell him to fucking pick a job and stick to it instead of fucking ping-ponging back and forth and then bitching about not having a job or not having a fucking consistent schedule.
None of
when
that.
When his dumbass has had like 4 jobs in fucking a year and a half.
Thoughts of a big brother. Live.
Hey!
On oblong football. Ball
promise
football.
You at some point I'm going to... At some point, I'm going to say Super Bowl 59, and we're actually going to talk about it. I'm not quite sure if we're there yet, but...
I mean, do you really want to talk about the game, dog? Like,
I do.
It.
Do you want to know what
it's
a job.
Do you, do you really want to know what I want to talk about?
You just want to talk about the thing you tweeted.
No. I want to talk about how... And and this is me totally bragging, and I don't care because it probably will never happen the fuck again. I ended up going 38-19-1 against the spread, including playoffs up to date.
So look, so there's moments on the show where we do a lot of joking and ball busting, but I gotta give you credit.
That's insane.
That's massively impressive.
It's insane. I'd be touting it if either one of you did it right now. Like, I can't believe that's literally 667 against the fucking spread. Go look at all these people that pick these games that actually give you their real fucking record. I don't know, man. Let me tell you something. Don't bet on what I say. Just enjoy what we say, because we don't fucking know. I think I've bet on like 4 or 5 out of the what is that? It's 58 games I've picked this year. So like,
and
yeah,
Ray was 3 of them.
Right, and I lost 2 of them. And I lost 2 of them. So you know that's why I said when I, that hot start in the beginning, and Andrew's like, you should start betting, and I go, then you start thinking differently, and it just doesn't, karma doesn't come your way, but. I've really enjoyed that this season. It's been just, I consider it a combination of repetition, following the league over the years, and complete and utter, like 90% of it. That the first part I said was 10%. The other 90% is just like dumb fucking luck, man. How many of these games in the NFL have been amazing this year? Like, Pete Rozelle's vision is so alive with the competition here. I understand we're about to talk about a team doing a three-peat, right? But think of all the really good teams coming into the playoffs here, right? So, I mean, I've just been thrilled. It's been a great fucking season.
Every time I hear the name Pete Rozelle, I want to put on my knickerbockers and go outside with my zoot suit.
He's not that old, though. He's from, like, the 60s and 70s.
He feels about that old. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
old, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Landry and the fedora feels like that's the after Pete Rozelle. Like, that's how old we're talking.
Well, you don't have your modern-day game without Pete Rozelle, that's for sure.
No, you're right. Yeah, he is the architect. Give him credit. Yeah, we are in your terrified leadership, Mr. Tunney.
Oh, what yeah. We here we go.
Terrified leadership?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Like, look, he's definitely the captain. But, yeah, that
boat's going to be the commissioner. Don't give him another C. That's kind of hockey.
We're throwing out a bunch of C's, so, I mean.
We got a lot of C's in our nicknames. We've been over that. C to Shining C.
CNC Music Factory?
Oh, we
could. They'll dock on that real fast.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox, the Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Philadelphia Eagles at Mercedes-Benz Stadium down in New Orleans. The spread, currently, the Chiefs are favored by 1. I believe it opened at 2. The over-under is 49. I've already given you my prediction, so I'm going to talk briefly, very briefly here, and let Ray and Andrew have a conversation, because I think the Chiefs' offensive line is way too dominant. I think the Chiefs have an overall more effective defense, and they've barely blitzed this year, and they might have a secret weapon at some point to be doing blitz. I think they have the lowest blitz rate this season, but I just think the Chiefs are playing with fire. We talk about one score games and close games, and at some point you're going to play a really good team that's dominant, and I just don't think it's even close. I think the Eagles will be up by at least a touchdown by halftime and will win this game by double digits. And it will be, the game will really not be in hand. The game will be in hand by early in the fourth quarter for the Eagles. My opinion, I got the Eagles. I'm not going to tell you the over-under, but if you're going to bet the Eagles like I am, who gives a shit about one fucking point? Take the money line, even if it's just plus 110.
I mean, we know how I pick on these games. Same as last year. I picked the Chiefs to win. Even though I didn't get the Falcons, I would be 3 out of 4 teams that I got right, and I would at least get the winner right twice. So I got to stick with the Chiefs. Plus, you know, the Chiefs beat is nice. And I hate anything and everything from Philadelphia. I wish that place would fucking blow up. So that doesn't help my objectivity. But I wasn't going to be objective anyway if the Chiefs made it this far, because I was just going to pick my pick. So I picked them to win, so I'm going to pick them to win. And to slightly counter what you said, if the Eagles are up by 7 or 10 or double digits or a decent amount. That's nothing the Chiefs haven't beaten. You know, the Niners were up by double digits at different points in time, multiple times, and the Chiefs come back. So the Chiefs have made up differences, and they're still very solid. And that game against the I almost said Redskins, but the Commanders was like the first game that the Eagles really like just dumpster fucked someone. So the Eagles have been in the same boat as the Chiefs all year, where it's been a lot of ugly, grimy single score games. They nearly lost the Rams if Matt Stafford had a little bit more magic in his arm. So,
well, the one stat we'll I want to bring up is, granted, the Chiefs have one loss, right? Well, the Eagles are 2-2 without A.J. Brown. So with A.J. Brown, they also only have one loss. So, and I didn't say the Chiefs. I don't think it's impossible. I know the Chiefs can come back. I think my point was they won't, because this run game is too fucking good.
So, you know what? Hey, Tony, fuck it. Play my music.
Sorry, I'm efforting. I changed the screen around. Uh-oh, am I on the wrong one? Nope, we're good. I got it somewhere. I found
live,
it.
Live podcasting, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a segment I like to call the payout. It's going to be a little different normally when we do this. Normally, I'm going to give you 3 to 5 stats that kind of give you an idea of where you want to take your bets and where the game might possibly go. We're not going to do that today. Today, we're going to break down every grouping of players to give us a better idea of what's going to happen on this game. When we look at the quarterbacks, I think it's unquestionable that you have to give Patrick Mahomes
the edge.
The edge, thank you. And edge is my thing, right?
I was about to say, yeah, come on.
Sorry. However, I'd like to remind you all watching that the last time these two teams played, Jalen Hurts had one of the best games you'll ever see a quarterback play. I also would like to remind that the only reason that they lost that game was because he fumbled the one time. But I think the edge in quarterbacks goes to Mr. Mahomes and the Chiefs. Running backs, next subject. We know the answer.
Yeah, that's equals easy.
Now, wide receivers is a bit more of a interesting conversation. And I'm going to say it is because clearly, A.J. Brown is by far the best receiver in this game. And Devontae Smith is not too far behind him. But the way Xavier Worthy has balled up and leveled up over the past 6 to 8 games, the kid has shown that he legitimately has number one potential. And now you have a healthy D-Hop who doesn't drop any balls. He don't get thrown a lot no more, but he don't drop any balls. Hollywood Brown, who still is good for a go route or two and a slant. You know, you have some depth in your wide receivers, but still, I'm going to give the edge ever so slightly to the Eagles.
Would you ever give him a dead draw when you do this segment? If it's really close on paper, would you ever say it's even and not give an edge?
I absolutely would, and I'm about to do that next. Call me crazy. I know Travis Kelce is the GOAT. Tight end is a draw to me because Dallas Goedert is the most underrated tight end in football. And what he does for that team, because not only is he great in the pass catching game, but the kid puts his fist in the ground at a 2-point stance and a 3-point stance, and he will block. And for that team, you gotta block. So that's a push from me. Offensive line is the Eagles, and there's no conversation. I understand how good the Chiefs have been, and Joe Thuney and the other and Creed Humphrey, amazing at their positions. They're not touching anything that the Eagles are doing. So we're gonna give the edge, patent pending, to the Eagles. Defensive line. I want to give it a push, but I will be disrespectful to Chris Jones.
Agreed.
Because I think the defensive line in totality, the Eagles have the better line. But Chris Jones could have been the defensive player of the year this year. He just doesn't have the stats. So I'm going to give that to the Chiefs. Chris Jones is a game breaker. Chris Jones is doing things that only Aaron Donald was doing.
In recent memory, you mean?
In recent memory, yes. Okay. Yeah. Just... Oh, yeah. We're not going back to like Reggie White days. No. We're talking.
Reggie or Warren Sapp or anything like
No, we're not going back that far. We're just in recent memory. Sure? So,
Mr. I'm just Sunny, covering I'm, your ass a little bit too, in case people.
I appreciate it, and rip off with me, you. Yeah, because I'm sure you'll disagree on some of these. I appreciate that.
I just want to mention that Jalen Carter is a fucking superstar for the Philadelphia Eagles.
He absolutely plays the same
position as Chris Jones.
You're right, but Jalen Carter does have games where he disappears.
Yes.
I ain't never seen a game Chris Jones disappeared.
You got KC on that D line.
I got KC on a D-line out of full and singular respect for the best D-tackle in the game.
I think that's legit. Yeah.
Linebackers, I have two people to name. Justin Reed, Leo Chanel. I think Philadelphia has good gap integrity and lane integrity, but just the Kansas City Chiefs make plays, dog.
Correct.
Make plays. And in a one-game scenario, you got 2 weeks to prepare. Making plays is what matters.
Okay, well, Zach Bond is probably one of the best linebackers in the game. And throw in Nolan Smith with him, who had, you know, 6.5 sacks this year. I think you got a couple good linebackers there, too.
The Nolan Smith thing is, you're right. And that's the one that I will give you credit for. I love Zach Bond. Drafted him in one of my fantasy leagues that we do defensive players. Zach Bond is a tackle merchant.
Yes.
I don't know how many plays he makes.
You got KC. This is your thing. I know. I'm just throwing counterpoints at you. No big deal.
No, and I'm glad you did, because Zach Bond deserves to be talked about, because any dude gets like 120 tackles in back-to-back seasons, he deserves to be talked about. He's a fantastic linebacker. But how many plays are you making with the tackles? Because he's not forcing a lot of fumbles. He's not getting a lot of interceptions. He's just making tackles. And that you need tackles. I'm not just trying to be disrespectful, but I'm looking at Chanel, I'm looking at Justin Reed, and they are like intercepting the ball, batting passes. They're doing everything you need to do to make plays.
Mm-hmm.
Computer.
Is that Shams defensive, calling? Was Shams calling? Let you know what's getting traded next? Shams letting you know?
No, he texted first.
No, it was Wendy.
Shams is my—I love Shams. Shams is my guy. I love the fact that Shams fucking responded to people saying he was hacked when he first announced the fucking Luka trade. He's like, "I wasn't hacked." And then Ramona Shelburne was on Around the Horn, and she's like, "I was texting Shams," and I said, "He goes, I wasn't hacked," and she goes, "That's what someone who was hacking you would say."
That's good.
Sorry.
Yes, that was fantastic.
Aimless wandering.
Defensive backs. I guarantee you can name more defensive backs on the Eagles. I guarantee you the better defensive backs are on the Chiefs.
Oh, really?
I think so.
All right.
I understand Trent McDuffie. Right. Trent McDuffie, to me, massively overrated. Massively overrated. But you watch the tape, with the exception of Mac Hollins making him look like he's a JV player.
Oh boy, man.
He's been very solid this year.
Special teams, Ray.
Okay.
That's the last position. It's a position.
Right.
It could go
wrong.
But I just said, come on, because that's the Chiefs all the way. You gotta see it that way.
Well, for sure, because you got the Bible Buster.
Harry Butts. Mm-hmm.
Boy is a great kicker.
Harry Butts.
Over Jay Stakers.
Harry Butts, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't think we're going to worry about punting too much in this game, so I'm not going to go with the punters. But I will. But
I want you to break down punting for me.
Well, they
snap it,
teams,
and then the guy kicks it down the field as far as he can. You know the greatest punter in NFL history is Randall fucking Cunningham. Let's move on.
I mean, I ain't against that. Call back to the old days of your boy Slash Cordell Stewart. I don't know.
Are you just gonna push it?
Let's push it, dog. I mean, I think Bunker's the better kicker by far, and ultimately, if it came down to a kicking battle, I mean, I trust Bunker.
Elliott's pretty good too, isn't that? Who's still in Philly?
Is it Jake Elliott? Did I say Elliot. Jason Akers?
Yeah, it's Am Jake Elliott.
Oh my god, that's like fucking 15 years ago now or something like that.
Yeah. Hey, well, there you
hit your head.
Here, let me. I'll break down the specialist stats for people since we're on the category, right? Elliott was 28 of 36 this year from field goal range. 50 yards was his long. Missed one extra point in 48 attempts. You can't really ask for much more than that. He is 28 of 36, so he missed 8 times. 6 of those misses are from 50 plus. He's 9 of 9 from 20 to inside of 30. He's 10 of 11 inside of 40 and 8 of 9 from 40 to 50. Their punter had 20 punts inside the 20 and a long of 70. Now, if we move over to the Chiefs side and check out the stats for their special teams, as you can see, I'm clearly trying to elongate as I move over. 21 of 25 for Butker. 53-yard long, missed 2 extra points in 31 attempts. All right. Punting.
He did have a rough year, though, because he was injured most of the year.
Matt Ariza, back in the league, 25 inside. So clearly a better punter on the Kansas City side. I think Elliott's been a little bit more accurate than Butker. But they have about the same percentage inside of 50. So, yeah, I like your push.
And Bucker's been battling injury, like Ray said. So, like, some of that you can't necessarily put against him, but I get what you're saying.
But is any of that lingering, right?
After this time off? I don't, probably not.
Even mentally, though.
He's been even relatively mentally, healthy the past month and a half.
Even mentally lingering, that could affect a kicker. But
He got the Bible, baby.
So, Ray.
What mental problems he got?
Yeah, his wife cooked him something. It's fine.
So, Ray, your payout this week looks to be picking Kansas City as it's 4-3-2 Kansas City.
I would not disagree with what they say. However, I just think wins are within the margins. As Al Pacino would say, it's the inches, right? And the one thing I think that you cannot prepare for is the time of possession that the Eagles will have and can have. And the motivation in which Nick Sirianni and his Eagles will be prepared to go back and play a team that they should have beaten 2 years ago.
But on the same respect, that you got Spagnuolo and you got Reed with 2 weeks to prepare for essentially what comes down to a one-trick pony. Now,
they had him 2 years
same
ago.
Thing. Well, yeah, but they didn't have Saquon 2 years ago. So this
no,
is what I mean by the
one-trick
pony
yeah.
aspect. Is that, like, you know, I'll give some credit because we all know that Saquon's been what you have to stop, and nobody's been able to stop him, really, except, well, I think the Bucks earlier in the year, which that's ridiculous to think about, that they actually held him to, like, a reasonable amount of yards. But Terrell Davis ran all over the Packers when that was basically the Broncos' M.O.
That is the last time, by the way, a running back has won Super Bowl MVP was
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Davis.
Oh no, I get that. That's why I knew of it offhand, and I know you're the Packers fan, so I know you definitely have that in your pocket.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, good or bad reasons.
Those migraines could have been a little fucking stronger.
It's just, I think Andy Reid's a better coach than most coaches in NFL history in general.
Where
Spagnuolo's proven he can definitely clutch up on the defense. And Chris Jones, a game wrecker. Like, though, I think they have to have something figured out for Saquon. Like, they have to with 2 weeks.
But you're focusing on Saquon, which is the right thing and the wrong thing, because I understand we tend to treat homie like he's, you know, the little brother who we got to bring to the store with us because mama said he can't go nowhere by himself. But Jalen Hurts is a baller, dog, and like, do not let him be put in a position to make plays. Do not let him get a position.
Who are you picking, Ray? Ray, who are you picking?
Stretch the field with his legs.
Who are you picking?
Honestly, I'm picking the Eagles. I am. I'm picking the Eagles. I think it's time.
Even though it went against everything in your payout?
Even though it went against everything in my payout, because, again, time of possession, and I'm not just talking Saquon, because Jalen Hurts is a very, very mobile quarterback.
Hasn't been hit by Chris Jones, though.
He's been hit by people pretty big, dog.
The Raiders didn't get at him that much, and the Rams.
Look, the Raiders don't got nobody that's big. That's my point.
Like, Jalen was able to kind of do more after getting dinged up against the Rams because he didn't really get bounced around too much. If the Chiefs can land a good hit on him here or there,
you say the same thing about Mahomes, though.
Well, and so that's my third reason why I think the Eagles are. Mahomes is great and he's going to make plays, but nobody, no entity has that much, like, a margin of error where they continue to overshoot. Eventually, they're going to have to play what the margins say. And every game has been this close and this close and this close. And eventually, it is going to fall off. It's going to fall off the world for them.
I think the biggest thing that's happened in the last week for the Eagles in a positive way is the fact that Commissioner Goodell actually came out and talked about the referees. And the referees came out and talked about how they think the Chiefs' favoritism is bullshit. But if you think that anything in those narrowest margins are going to get called now, it's going to have to be like right there. Like, they're going to be super instructed to, like, Goodell's going to probably memo is like, we can't have any of these bullshit calls, Andrew.
I mean, sure. And even throughout the year, I think when we were talking about the Al-Shaair hit or whatever that was, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Like, I brought up the fact that Mahomes fucks with the rules, and he fucking pulls back when he's about to walk out just to try to draw a late hit penalty or something like that, and he slides late and tries to, like, just get flags. So he's gaming the system, and I don't appreciate that, but that doesn't stop me from still wanting the Chiefs to win just so my pick would be right. So that's kind of where that works at, because honestly, when it comes down to the Chiefs' luck, they can have one more game of luck. There's nothing stopping them from being able to pull this one out, because they're obviously not terrible if they're still within shooting distance for one good or bad call to change the game and swing it their way. You know what I mean? It's not like they're complete dog shit and they're getting carried by suspect calls, to put it nicely.
No, I completely agree. Like, I'm not sitting here going, I'm going to be unbelievably shocked if the Kansas City Chiefs win this football game. No, I just think the Eagles are going to win. That's all. You know, and we make our points back and forth. Let's talk about this, though, because there's a big legacy on the line for Kansas City. Let's move away from who we pick and talk about if Kansas City wins this football game. Patrick Mahomes ties Joe Montana a number of Super Bowls won. I think he is clearly, at the very least, the second best quarterback of all time with a Super Bowl victory. Where does Andy Reid go on the coaching hierarchy, right? Like, that's four Super Bowls plus everything he did in Philly, everything he did as an assistant. There's a lot on the line for these two guys who have already built Hall of Fame, like some of the highest echelon Hall of Fame careers already.
So remind me, because I don't 100% know, and I know you will, because it's Packers relevant. Was he the offensive coordinator or the quarterback's coach when Favre won his ring? Or
so that
was
that coaching staff that when they won the Super Bowl involved.
It's like Mariucci, Holmgren, Reed, and I think Ray Rhodes was defensive, but who was it exactly? Yeah, go.
John Gruden was on that staff too. Everybody just mentioned and John Gruden. There's a few other people that you would really know, and I don't remember who did what. It doesn't matter because Mike Holmgren called all the plays.
I'm just saying that it's an interesting concept.
I think Andy was
with this. He's been to six as a head coach.
Yeah,
he's been to eight total. If he was there, the two with the Packers.
Yes.
That's
maybe not. I think he was there the first one, maybe not the second. No, I think he was there for both. I think he was the quarterback's coach because, man, there's a great clip of Brett doing what he wanted to and coming off and knowing.
Yes.
And Andy,
I know exactly what you're talking
and
about.
And Andy says, I'm going to cover.
For Brett.
Yeah, he says, I'm going to cover for you. And Brett says, I love you. And Andy goes, I hope you still love me after I get chewed out. And Holmgren comes over. And Andy sticks up for him, and Holmgren questions him, what are you talking about? You know, the first 15, blah, blah, blah. But the last thing Holmgren turns and says to Reed, he says it in a tone that he's like, damn it, that was fucking Favre, and Reed's just sticking up for him again.
Yeah, Holmgren definitely talked about it like the dad that knows mom's sticking up for you kind of thing. And it's just like, I thought it was great because, like, I know that clip you're talking about exactly because Favre comes over. Reed is just like right on him. He's just like, why the fuck did you do that? I'm going to have to take the heat for it. You shut the fuck up. Or something like that. Holmgren pops over. Reed takes the heat. And then you're right. Holmgren's tone completely changes to, all right, that's good excuses because Reed fucking.
I got it. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Screen. Why'd we run
that's
out?
That's me.
Why?
That's me.
Why is it you?
That's me. I sent in the wrong thing.
The formation?
We're right up short. I sent it in.
That's in the first 15. Let's go.
Do you see how
he had a cover for it too? He's like four right after short. Like it's fine.
Well, he knew what it was. He knew what it was. You know, he's like, it's you. He's like, yeah, I called it. You called it. Stick to the first 15. And then he says, let's go. Like, and he just like at that moment in his mind, he realized, damn it, Andy just covered for Brett. Okay, the fucking let's go.
But I was just bringing that up to just exacerbate the point that like he hasn't been to quite as many Super Bowls is Belichick. So if you want to kind of put him in that hierarchy,
I think Belichick
is still number
one.
Oh
yeah, oh,
when
yeah,
it comes to everybody's perspective. But if Reed wins this one, he has a very good argument for two. Shula has more wins. Shula has the history.
Well,
people might look at Chuck Knoll a certain way. Or
modern.
Landry,
so you want to talk modern day then, right?
I'm just, I get, you know me, because we had this quarterback conversation a few weeks ago. I like to look at the totality.
Well, then
of
what about Lombardi?
Marty Schottenheimer?
What about Lombardi?
Oh, it cut off a little. I heard the Artie, and I'm like, Marty.
God. Yeah, and in my mind, I said Lombardi, and you go fucking Marty Schottenheimer.
No, that's why I didn't hear. Sorry, okay. Technology cut off. It didn't work out right. I apologize for technology not being at the level you want it to be so you can communicate clearly. All right, buddy? My bestest friend over in the Midwest. My westest friend.
I accept your admittance of fault and your apology to start.
Good.
What about Vince Lombardi?
I think that's a very good argument too. That's why I was just bringing up the fact that I know a lot of people bring up Shula as a number two, or Walsh, or Reed, or Lombardi. But I think Reed's in that argument if the Chiefs get this win, because it'd be the first ever three-peat in the Super Bowl era. So you can't overlook that, really.
Ray, where does Andy Reid sit if he wins the Super Bowl?
Number two.
Behind Belichick?
Belichick's one, Reed is number two, and I'll tell you why. It's the same reason why.
Is this Super Bowl era or overall?
Football doesn't count before Super Bowl era.
Okay. So basically, in your eyes, Lombardi won two championships.
Yeah, basically. And okay. I'll acknowledge he's a great enough coach for that to be called the Lombardi Trophy.
No. If you're saying modern, I have no problem with where you guys are going. When you go totality and you don't put Vince ahead of Andy Reid, then I have a problem.
No. And I understand where you're coming from, especially being a Packer fan who's actually lives the Lombardi thing. But I look at it like this, the conversation between Pat Riley and Greg Popovich. Popovich is probably a better coach, but Riley goes ahead of him because Pop never did back-to-back.
Well,
there's a difference when you can do it repeatedly.
Two different teams.
That too, yeah, exactly. So with Andy Reid possibly doing it three in a row, and maybe, respect to the old heads, the most difficult era to do it in. More games, better technology, better players, honestly, better quarterbacks.
We have the technology.
Yeah,
I'm not arguing with you with the face. I was only going to ask a question because I don't follow NBA as closely as you and Tony. Isn't it three different teams for Riley? Didn't he win a player ring on the Knicks, then the Lakers?
I'm talking about coaching.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you were talking the whole thing.
Wasn't a Knick. Riley was a Bull. But I see your point.
He won an NBA championship with the Knicks.
Did he?
Oh.
That was Phil.
Yeah, he was on the Knicks team that won.
Riley was on. Oh well, okay.
Let me look it up.
That's why I asked, because I'm like, I thought him and Phil were on that, because I know Phil would be right up there. Phil is probably number one. But
what I'm talking about as coaches, he's got five.
Pop's got five. You win.
Riley did the back to back. In fact, fun fact for you guys: Pat Riley trademarked three-peat.
The three-peat, yeah.
And he allowed the Chiefs use it.
Here's another part of Pat Riley's basketball career people don't know about is he played college basketball at
Kansas.
Kentucky.
That's right. One of the K's. The same shit.
And
he played for Adolph Rupp because that's been when Rupp was still being the racist.
And they lost to the
Texas Wesleyan. Don't worry about it.
Yep. There you go.
See, you can never name your kid Adolf. They're just going to end up racist. It's fine.
That's a pretty good shot.
Okay, so Andrew was right. He didn't play for the Knicks, but he didn't play for the Bulls.
He was a Bull.
No, he didn't play for the Bulls either. He played for San Diego.
No, Jerry Sloan.
No, he played for San Diego, and then he won a championship with the Lakers in 71-72 as a player.
I'm thinking of Jerry Sloan as the Bull.
Yes, Jerry Sloan was a Bull. Okay. I knew he won a championship as a player, though. I knew that. I just thought I got my Colts mixed up, which is really bad.
I know that. That's why I asked the question, because I kind of did too, because I thought that Riley won one as a player. I just didn't remember which team.
Listen, between our three brains, we figured out that Pat Riley did win an NBA championship as a player, and it was on the Los Angeles Lakers.
Between our three brains and the beautiful folks over at Google.
Yeah.
Well,
which
to
basically
be fair,
ruined
we
the bar
it
conversation.
Out. Google just confirmed it. There we go. We did it the old school 90s way where we talked it around in a circle and Google is just like, here's the answer. It's like, oh, thank you.
you're saying we asked Jeeves?
Yes, Jeeves, man. Remember you used to text a question and they would send you the answer for money for like 25 cents or something.
What the fuck was the one with the dog? Wasn't there one where it's like there was like a dog search engine?
Toyota? Dogs love trucks?
No. What the fuck? No.
You don't remember that commercial? You don't remember that Dogs Love Trucks commercial?
No. The only dog commercials I remember are Budweiser.
Gosh. All right.
Because I thought there was a dog. Like,
Do I have to get this commercial up for you?
I don't know. That is one of the big draws of Super Bowl, is commercials.
Dog pile? Is that it?
No. That doesn't sound right.
Okay. No. What's next, Mr. Commissioner?
Dogs love trucks.
Talking about trucks? All right.
Hold on. We're almost there.
Ford, Chevy, what is it?
Coming.
In the last 10 years or so.
Here we go.
Shotgun formation. Quarterback's got time.
So there's a guy in a recliner. His dog is pushing him down the road because they got to get to the Nissan dealership. They need a truck. You have to pay Charles Schultz now, though. The dog just saw the truck. Please tell me this guy's gonna say it.
Dogs love trucks.
There it is! Dogs love trucks, bitches! Woo!
I didn't say you were wrong. I just didn't remember that at all.
I'd like to point out for those of you who have the benefit of flash photography and video, which is none of you, that I was doing the Peanuts dances while they were listening to that.
Wah, 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 wah.
What he said in Peanuts talk.
Mm-hmm.
Peanuts talk.
We're all too old to be understood in a Peanuts comic.
Last question before I ask the final question of what's your score prediction.
17.
Where does Patrick Mahomes sit for you on the all-time quarterbacks list right now, and where does he sit if he wins? Yeah, you're wrong. If he wins this, if he wins this Super Bowl, Ray's got his fingers up. Where does he sit now, Ray?
Two.
And if he wins, he'll still be at
two.
All right, Andrew.
Right now, I have him top five. If he wins, solidly four. Probably pushing on Manning for three.
The kid's got three Super Bowls out of four already, and he's not 30 yet.
As I said when we went over the quarterback thing before, if his entire career fucking like, crashes and burns and goes to shit,
Ray,
then it's going to be a flash in the pan kind of thing, and I don't give a fuck about 6 years.
Ray, you have to thank God for Andrew every time you get the podcast with him, because without a guy like Andrew, you have a show like the DWI podcast that needs tons of crazy bits and skits because DP and I have the same fucking opinion all the time.
Exactly. No one likes a circle jerk.
Except the ones in it.
That's
what
a Dutch rudder then, buddy. That's not a circle jerk.
I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what that means, and I don't know why I'm always out of crackers. But for me, thank you. For me, he's already three. With a win, he passes Montana for me.
That's fair. That's probably closer to it. I only give him over Montana because I just think it's a different era. I think it's harder competition. And I also have watched him win those games with no help.
I see the harder competition thing is funny because you can look at it a couple ways. You're like, oh, well, there's less teams, so there's less of these players that would have played. Well, there's less teams, and a lot of the talent was on less teams than there is now back then, in my opinion.
I agree.
That 49ers team
– completely different too, though.
That 49ers team, to me, could play in any era. Like, they could play right now.
Which version? We don't mean the first ring version with Dwight Clark. We mean the Rice, Ronnie Lott, that version. Right?
I mean, like,
and
the
Roger Craig.
I mean, the last Super Bowl Joe Montana won.
What was that, 89?
Not the first one.
I don't disagree with you.
Right
in
there. Right, Montana,
for a second, yeah.
Montana, Rice, Lott, Craig, and all. You got to have Charles Haley on that defensive line, not in Dallas.
But see, whenever people bring up the whole game is different or blah, 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 I bring up the fact that the defense doesn't really exist nowadays concept.
Right. It would be you.
That's being reductive,
right,
of course.
Right.
When Ronnie Lott can literally just murder you for existing not a flag,
that's
like
Ronnie Lott would still be very sick.
Would be dead trying to do his fucking like little slow down tippy tap bullshit. Ronnie Lott would murder his ass.
Okay, so here's the thing, though, right? As much as you want to...
Even Ray Lewis would have fucking killed him back in 2001.
Here's the problem,
That's
though.
That's where he got the murder rap.
He wouldn't be doing shit like that. He wouldn't be... you're laughing way harder than Ray and I at this, at that one.
No, Ray's got the face, and that's what made me laugh, just because he's just like, no, you went there.
You have to... As I assume that players from previous genres would adopt their game to play today, I also assume that players of today's game would adopt to play earlier, and you wouldn't see those types of things.
Agreed.
Which I agree to a point, but like Mahomes would just be very similar to Favre, but Favre is a little more pliable, I suppose. Even, like he had the most, he's the Iron Man for a reason. Like, people don't do that anymore.
Well,
you can even look at baseball when you think about people that used to have complete games and more innings and stuff like that. People don't do that. Everything's a pitch count. No pun completely intended. But, like, everything's like, a good start is 5 innings and 2/3. Like, fuck you. No, play the whole fucking game or you suck. Like,
you can talk about that through all sports. You can talk about load management in the NBA, too.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I agree with you completely. So that's why when we bring up the skill gap, I think we had this conversation earlier in the year, too, where if you look at, like, the 90s and the 80s players, they got hit hard as fuck. Steve Young was, like, concussed from 1991 to fucking now, but he still played through it. Then everybody dies immediately, and he has to be held out for 2 weeks. And
it's not necessarily just skill. It's athletically. You talk about Charles Haley, Hall of Famer, one of the greatest defensive linemen of all time. There's dudes Charles Haley size running 4'3".
True, but those guys are also getting hurt every 4 games nowadays.
Not all of them, some of them. If Charles Haley played in this era, then the injury Charles Haley had, the team would pull him out because this is a multi-billion-dollar game as opposed to what it was in 1988.
That's the point I want to make with Favre. Like, and you know me, like I'm very honest about my sports franchises and players, right? And I will tell you when I'm being a homer or when I'm being honest or if I have a baby grudge against somebody for something. I really don't. But Brett would not have had that streak had he played in this era because that man was concussed several times. That man took a lot of fucking... The man had a pain pill addiction to be able to play. He played a whole half a season with a broken thumb on his on his throwing hand! Like,
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that one era is better than the other, necessarily, but when you try to do the apples to oranges concept and just be like, well, everybody's a better athlete now, or blah, 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 they also play less games for one reason or the other, be it because of health or science or whatever reasons, the gamesmanship and the Iron Man and the concept of how you played it in the 70s, 80s, and 90s was different than its approach now for whichever reason. Like, I forget who it was on the Chargers in the 70s broke his fucking leg and then just got that fucking splinted and fucking played anyway. I forget who the fuck it was. I know we know the story. I know we know of who it is, I'm not a Chargers fan.
Are you confusing Willis Reed of the Knicks with the Chargers?
No, there was...
Well, there was a football player that played.
Thank you.
I know. I'm joking, and I have the answer. I believe it. Was it Kellen Winslow? Was it the tight end?
No, it was a lineman.
Yeah.
Oh, Jackie Slayton?
Maybe it's the Chargers.
He played for the Chargers. He was later than the 70s, though. Ray, are you
one Super Bowl show in the 70s before the Neil O'Donnell 90s. God knows how the fuck that happened.
Ray's efforting. No, it was not Neil O'Donnell. It's not Neil O'Donnell. Was Neil O'Donnell the Chargers?
No, it wasn't. I said Neil O'Donnell was the 90s. Wasn't he Chargers?
No.
Wasn't he the one?
No.
Okay, now we're just on a Chargers.
No, Stan Humphries. It was Stan Humphries. Booyah. Mic drop. Didn't even have to look it up. It was Stan Humphries. Go ahead. You can look it up and see how I'm right I am. It was Stan Humphries.
Jack Youngblood, you dumb fuck.
The 90s!
What? We went all around everything and then you got stuck on the 90s. No. Okay, so broken leg guy was Jack Youngblood. Chargers.
90s Super Bowl Chargers quarterback was...
Wasn't Jack Youngblood a Raider?
Stan Humphries.
He might have been at some point. Let's find out. Because I thought it was Neil O'Donnell, but... You might be right.
Neil O'Donnell played for the Steelers way later than that.
But I knew he was the L.A. team. He played for the Rams.
It's Stan Humphries. They had Natrone and Means. That was that team. And yeah, they lost to the Niners like 49-25. Ricky Waters had like 4 touchdowns. Look it up. Or just believe me. It's your call.
No. Stan Humphries, you're right.
Oh!
That one you're right about.
What about the rest of those stats?
How fucking deep do you want me to go into the 90s Super Bowl appearance of the Chargers?
You don't have to. I'm right.
I brought up the 70s broken leg thing, and then I said...
I think Jack Youngblood, Ray.
I forgot the 90s one happened.
Ray, I think Youngblood played for the Raiders in the... Maybe after that? I don't know. Was that the same guy?
Maybe. But I know he was definitely in L.A.
So
I looked him up and he was had a Rams jersey on.
Back to the genre thing. So, like, ESPN did something maybe 20-ish years ago, maybe a little less than that. They took footage and matched it up with other footage to have a tournament between the best team from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And it was... It was the Packers of the 60s against the Cowboys of the 90s, and it was the Steelers of the 70s against the Niners of the 80s. And they came up with this thing, and you watch this as they cut to plays of, like, playing against each other, and it was pretty cool. So if you want to see the closest thing you can watch to that actually shot and put out in front of you without being a video game, go back in the ESPN archives. That does exist. Would you guys agree with that assessment? The Packers were the team of the 60s. The Steelers were the team of the 70s. The Niners were the team of the 80s. The Cowboys were the team of the 90s.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
That sounds correct.
2000s and 2010s, you would have to give to Tom...
Patriots.
Just Tom Brady? Okay, the Patriots. That's fine.
are we going to give the 10s to the Patriots too?
I mean, he won
I think we have
three.
To, because Brady... Did have
he won
two
four.
Super Bowl, like,
he won
Hall
three.
Careers.
He won three in the 2000s. He won three in the 2010s, didn't he?
Yes, and then one in the 2020s.
I mean, if no other team wins as many Super Bowls as you, you win that decade.
I mean, the Chiefs are probably the 2020 team at this point because I don't think anybody's going to catch them with the dominance they've had.
They'd have to win them all, and then it'd be a four-peat, too, if they won this one.
No, I get what you're getting at. But, yeah, I definitely agree that it's Packers, so, Steelers, Niners, Cowboys, Patriots.
Yeah. you could have two different Patriot teams, actually. And the funny thing is, neither of them would...
They're drastically different teams.
Neither of them would have Randy Moss, because he wasn't on the team that won a Super Bowl. Which possibly could be the greatest team of all time, the Patriots team that didn't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's irony. Irony.
Well, there you have it, folks. That's our fun conversation today on Oblong Ball Foot Show. I'm super excited for Captain America in less than 10 days, so check out Bandwagon Nerds. You probably hear us covering more different things like that in the future.
Sure.
But for now, I will start, and I will tell you that the Philadelphia Eagles will defeat the Kansas City Chiefs by a score.
I thought you were just going to say by a score. That would have been funny.
23-10.
I will go Eagles beat the Chiefs 24-20.
How do I feel about this? I'll go 27-22 Chiefs.
All right. There you have it, folks. I want to thank everybody that's listened to us all year. We've had a great time covering all this stuff, and in having such a great time, we've wanted to talk more about other stuff, and you could probably feel that listening to the shows, so that's what's in our future here. How often that's going to be...
You mean most of the show where we talk about other stuff aside from football?
That's fine, but you know what? I thought we did a really good job this year of talking about the football. Like, we've been doing this for a few years now, the three of us together, and it just shows, you know? We... We don't necessarily need to use stats, but when we do, you know? I mean, we watch this fucking sport more than anything else. I would venture to say that we watch the NFL more than we watch wrestling.
No.
No?
I'd wrestling's never. Year-long. Football has downtime.
But like,
I watch
by,
every show.
By,
I
like,
watch
by,
Monday, Tuesday,
but by,
Friday,
like, by, like,
Thursday,
de- by, like,
popu-
by population density rules, though.
Oh, we're using ESPN stats now. Okay, so because of the law of equivalent exchange, like this is Full Metal Alchemist, and population density, and you can get the fucking Pythagorean theorem.
I'm like
divide
proud
by
right
six,
now.
You know, multiply by pi, you know.
I have a board that you can't see, and every time I tally a rant, I consider it a success. Let me put another one up there.
Oh, I thought you were just going to look in the sky and start playing with numbers like you're Rain Man or some shit like that. Like, definitely 21.
I am,
definitely, definitely.
I am,
okay.
I am not that. I am not that. I am not that at all. But no, I'm just saying, having a good time, and the good times will keep rolling here. In what capacity, we'll let you know as soon as we know. So just want to thank everybody for tuning in and everything on Chairshot Radio Network. No, I'm just, it's honestly, right? Like,
that's true. You'll find out when we find out,
right?
Because we ain't got a fucking clue.
No,
if you've listened to
but
one
I,
of our shows, you've listened to all of our shows. We don't know what the fuck we're doing until we turn the mic on.
But the last thing I'm going to say.
Maybe that's what we should just call the show, is turn the mic on.
We're going to talk shortly here. Hopefully shortly. The last thing I want to... I wanted to say one last thing. I can't remember what it was, but...
Wasn't that important then?
Talk to you later. Bye.
Adios. Oh. Have a wonderful time.
Sorry.
No, if you had something else to say, go ahead. But I mean,
no,
I don't know.
No. I got it. Hold on.
Do you believe in Joe Hendry?
Fuck, that dude ain't showing up on this show.
There he might.
Go. At It's Ray Cash.
I'll send a DM.
At IWC War Chief, at PC Tony, at Chairshot NFL, Chairshot Radio Network, all your favorite streaming platforms, pro list, these that come forward slash the Chairshot. Goodbye! Ah!
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I think Lyra Valkyria is going to make a pop in.
The feathers.
Don't matter. Whatever works for her.
How magnanimous.
Bring crackers, if you like, if that's what you need.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Oblong Ball Foot Show, first time ever bonus topic. What's in your refrigerator right now?
Food that's in my crock pot that I need to go check on.
All right, Ray, thanks for having
well,
you
your
on the post.
In your fridge? Damn.
Thanks
go
for having
no,
it.
But it's out of my fridge. Into.
All right, go eat. Andrew and I will tell everybody what's in our fridge.
Okay, bye, y'all.
Adios.
See you, Ray. Love you, buddy. What me? I have a piece of beer battered cod that I got from the deli, that's in a little thing wrapped up that I'm gonna eat tomorrow. I have some leftover sloppy Joe, skim milk, orange juice, pulp free calcium plus, a bottle of peanut butter whiskey. What's the other thing over in there? Oh, I have ketchup, a couple of hot sauces, a lot of Miller Lite. Trying to think what else is in there. There's some hot dogs. There's a lot of different cheeses. Yeah.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, in the freezer. I mean, in the freezer, we got some. Oh, there's also egg rolls in the fridge.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice. Freezer, a couple frozen dinners, ice cubes. I think I have one pack of fillets, frozen fish from my dad, in there. So I'll thaw them out and fry them up probably next week. And what else is in the freezer? Oh, Eggo waffles.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense. That makes sense. Mine is mostly beer.
Yep.
Mostly Rolling Rock.
Love it.
Nice Jim Beam Red Stag.
Rolling Rock, the 33? The 8? What is it? What's the number on the Rolling Rock synonymous with?
I don't know. I just drank it. All right. It's like Heineken, but without the tinny shit taste. So, and it's cheaper. So, that's the only reason I pick Rolling Rock, because it's somehow the cheaper version, but better.
The number 30,
Red Stag.
Next time, look at it. The number 33 is printed on every bottle of Rolling Rock.
Why?
Well, the number 33 has been a traditional part of Rolling Rock iconography. Rolling Rock's Red's label. Oh, nope. The number 33. The number 33 could represent the 33 words in the beer's original pledge of quality.
That's lame.
Well, it's on there. I don't know what to tell you.
It's just lame. So yeah, like I said, Jim Beam Red Stag. I would have had this soju in the fridge if I wasn't drinking it during the show.
Is this better? It's the year that Prohibition was repealed.
I like that. That's better. That's a good answer.
You believe whatever you want.
I'm going to believe that one because that sounds less lame. There were 33 words in our original play. How fucking white and nerdy do you have to be to count fucking words? Jesus Christ.
That guy got a pack of a dozen pocket protectors for Christmas.
And probably like a carton of cigarettes too, if it was like the 30s.
All right. Well,
I guess some Marlboro Reds and a fucking pocket protector for you, Skippy.
Here, boy, smoke these and wear this so your ink doesn't get all over your shirt.
You'll look 10 times cooler. Smoke Marlboro Reds. You'll look less lame, we swear.
What's that guy's name? That's Joe. Joe Cool.
He made Camel cigarettes, everybody.
Yes, this is the guy. Yes, in Andrew and I's story, this guy invents Camel cigarettes.
He was too nerdy, so had to invent new cigarettes and make a whole new name for himself. That's genius.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. What else is in your fridge?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a cooking person. Yeah. See, unlike all right. you, who pulls the single life and you like to cook.
Oh, eggs
I
are in
order
there.
Because I don't like to do the extra effort.
I got egg. What about in the freezer? You got to have like a couple pizzas or something just in case, or frozen dinners, anything, nothing. Ice cube trays.
A couple
for cocktails.
Couple TV dinners and obviously an ice cube tray for, you know, if I feel spicy.
So okay, you gotta have like a go-to TV dinner. Like you go grocery shopping. And you pick up some beer, you pick up milk or whatever, you know, a couple things that you need. And you're like, all right, I'm going to put a couple TV dinners in there. What's your go-to TV dinners? Because for me, Boston Market has TV dinners. Their chicken parm is fucking stupid good. I'm trying to think here. You know what? I can move. I'm going to just go rock right over here because I got two in here that are my favorite. And they're from two different things. Okay, so no, they're not. They're both from Banquet. Banquet has these mega bowls. And one of them is dynamite penne with meatballs. It's like a spicy meatball pasta with cheese. It's fucking amazing. And then I got a bacon mac and cheese, which I've had before too. And folks, let me tell you, for a frozen meal, there's some decent bacon in there. It tastes pretty good with the mac and cheese. So those are my two with the Boston Market chicken parm frozen meals.
See, now, you were close with what my choice is. My choice is the Devour meal, that buffalo chicken mac and cheese.
I've had that before. That's really good.
That's fucking delicious. It's expensive as shit comparatively to a lot of other frozen dinners, but it's fucking worth it.
But every once in a while, you walk in. Well, frozen dinners have gone up a lot at the grocery store the last few
years.
Yes,
they have.
But every once in a while, maybe like they just need to get a different product in there because those things are good for a long time. You'll have like a sale where it's like 2 for $5. And I'm like, oh, I'm loading up on this one. I'm buying 4 today because I know they'll last.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. And that one is delicious. That buffalo mac and cheese is that's like almost like diner quality, like just good, like comfort food kind of shit. So that's a good one.
All right. There you go, folks. A little bonus content for you today on quite possibly the last Oblong Ball Foot Show.
I was going to ask, are we going to do a post-mortem on the Chiefs, Pete, or the Busted Dynasty, whatever? Or are we going to just...
I guess that depends, folks. Just tune in next week. We'll see what happens.
Tune in or don't. If there's no show,
yeah, there may not be a show. There may not be a show next week. There may be an Oblong Ball Foot show next week. There may be a brand new show next week. There may be the oddity in place of this show next week. We'll see what happens, folks. But for right now, Andrew Blaz and PC Tunney signing out. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Angel Reese and McDonald's tienen la clave para un post-game meal de campeones. Una QPC con salsa barbecue y tocino, papitas y un refresco. Los pros le llaman el Angel Reese Special. Llévate el Angel Reese Special solo en McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a $15 gift card after rebate. Plus 2 times points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.